Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And yes, of course, we're not being facetious. It is true. We deal with these kind of people on a 24/7 basis, friends. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, and to the right of me, we have none other than Stephanie Joy. Producing the show today is a 10-year-old young man. His name is Samuel Judah, and he wanted to tell us how much, well, his cat really loves him. Isn't that what you wanted to tell us, Sam?
My cat loves me.
All right, well, that's important news.
I mean, I think it's all listeners out there were just waiting to hear kind of affection there was.
But I think some people need to understand that the family is central to everything in our country. Without family, your country is going to end up the way that they mean it to end up to be.
And why is the family always trying to be destroyed and aimed at? Because that's the heart and core of society, of America as a whole. If you break it down.
Wow, thank you.
Country, the states, the cities, the towns, it all is the nucleus of the family.
That's right. Thanks.
No problem. I just thought maybe you might need a little more clarity on that.
No, I totally understood, and I think everybody got my point, and it was just, I'm very appreciative of the fact that you came behind me and chewed my cabbage for me.
Well, I like that, because, you know, sometimes you make the point, and I just put that crispy, clear detail to it.
I didn't feel that way, but thank you for
your
two cents anyways. Folks, if you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, again, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Friends, Sons of Liberty Media, last month, we found out that on a monthly basis, we've been increasing 100,000 unique visitors every month. So we're 4 months old, and we're doing pretty good, and we just want to tell you that we appreciate your interaction very much. As King David rightly said, Lord, take my feet out of the miry clay, put my feet upon the rock, and establish my goings. Again, we want to give you a knowledge. We want you to understand our Constitution, and the only way to do that is having a knowledge of right and wrong. And how do you do that? You can only do that by making reference to God's moral law as an arbiter. Outside of that, friends, if you'd like to check us out online, you can also check us on Facebook, Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean, double E, and or Sons of Liberty Media, Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio, Facebook. Friends, you can also go over to Bradley Dean if there's room on that particular page. That is my personal page. My Twitter account is Bradley Dean 1. Again, Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account, and phone lines will be accessible over the next hour. That phone number is 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Folks, we're turning talk radio into do radio. We're showing you our faith by our works. We're doers of the word, not hearers only, deceiving ourselves. And to say all that, to say this, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And Stephanie, can you tell us why that may be?
Well, the reason why that is because it's just a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. We want the mind of Christ. We want the heart of God, and always to be led by the Spirit. Now, some of you need a little convincing. You know, some of you believe the Bible. I should say you read the Bible, but you don't really believe the Bible. Take it as at its word.
Well, just imagine how many believers there are that don't believe.
I'm sure there's... Well, there's no true believers, obviously,
exactly,
that don't believe.
They hold the truth in unrighteousness.
Yeah, there's lots of people who profess to believe,
that's
but
right,
they don't believe.
That's weird.
It is weird.
Would that be an anomaly? Because it's as if to say that, listen, I want you to go out and believe in something that I myself do not believe. Because that's really what they're doing. They're saying, yes, I have fire insurance. I'm a Christian. I have a false understanding of what real grace is, and I'm going to heaven. And yet I live like the devil.
Right.
So...
Yeah, you pick and choose. Some people like the gospel portions of scripture that they like that goes along with their lifestyle, yeah. And they choose to ignore the other ones that don't go along with their lifestyle.
It kind of reminds me of what Mark Twain said. It's not the scriptures that I don't know that I have a problem with. It is the scriptures that I do know that I have a problem with. And yet it was the Lord that said, do you not know the scriptures, talking to the Pharisees? And he said, as they rejected, the builders rejected the stone. He was the head of the corner. And he is the stone and the rock of offense to the disobedient. And they're trying to figure out where Christ is, well, the whole time he's in front of them, saying, as many as I love, I rebuke and I chasten, therefore be zealous and repent. And also adding to that, people need to understand that in his faithfulness, he afflicts you that you might learn his statutes. And he scourges and chastises his sons and daughters that they might be partakers of holiness. And that's in Hebrews 12. So if you ever get the idea that, you know, Jesus is again walking around smacking sheep on the backside with pink little booties on, not offending anybody, you might want to read the Word of God, because it was him that said, I didn't come to bring peace, I've come to bring a sword. He also said that he brought division for the right purpose, to separate the sheep from the goats, and that was the whole purpose, John 6.
That's right, and it also reminds me of, too, what Augustine said. He said, if you believe what you like in the gospel and reject what you don't like, it is not the gospel you believe, but yourself. So when you're looking and say, we have to take the full counsel of God, the entire Word of God, and apply it to our lives and live our lives accordingly. But speaking of believing and not believing, we have to, as hard as it is sometimes to walk by faith and not by sight. As the Bible rightly says, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. We have to understand, it was Neil T. Anderson who said, if God wants something to be done, can it be done? He said, I am personally convinced that no goal God has for my life is impossible, uncertain, nor can it be blocked.
Nice.
And I believe it was Hudson Taylor who said, first it's impossible, then it's difficult, and then it's done. Usually that's how I look at my burdens. First of all, I get them and I'm overwhelmed by them, and then I kind of go through a breaking point, and then it kind of eases off a little bit, you know.
Yeah, as you slide it off onto everybody else first.
Well, it kind of eases off.
Now let me bring
it's
that
a
to
good
a point.
Point.
It really is a good point, and it's a lesson. And I'm glad you brought that up. First of all, I want to go back and add to what you just said. A reason is the enemy to faith. Either we're going to walk by faith and not by sight, because if we try to do it the other way around, King David said that he believed to see. He didn't see to believe.
That's right.
He said it the exact opposite way. If Jesus is the author of our faith, he'll also be the finisher of our faith. That was one point. The other point is this. Oftentimes, the Lord looks upon his kids. And let me say it this way, just so you can understand in a carnal analogy or parable. Oftentimes we feel overburdened, and we feel like, well, Lord, nobody else is doing it. Why do you keep dumping more work on me? The other day I told my little 10-year-old boy, I said, honey, if you ever want to know why people keep passing things over to you and you feel burdened at times, you may even think someone's, you know, disciplining you or chastising you by asking you to do more. I said to him, you need to understand that that's a blessing, and you're finding the favor of God in your life, because the Lord said, he who's faithful in little will be faithful in much. And I said to my little boy, you need to understand, people are asking you to do more because they trust you to get it done. Isn't that how the Lord looks upon those that will actually do the stuff, as we say?
That's right.
He trusts you to do it. So don't look at it like it's a curse, friends. The Lord just trusts you to do something that others that you may take notice of will not. Folks, you got Bradley and Stephanie, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Check us out. We'll be right back on the other side of this break. 1-866-233-0747.
Dead doctors don't lie, guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for Life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Hey, folks, I want to say this before I get into today's show and the headlines on Sons of Liberty Media. I want you to understand that the Lord is ready to kick some serious behind, for a better way of saying it. He is ready to kick the hell out of hell only when you're willing to meet Christ at the cross to win the day. So, when I roll through these headlines right now, some of them may seem doomy and gloomy, but I want you to understand something. On Sons of Liberty Media, we give you the news the way it's reported, okay? But we also show you how to fix the problem. As we say on the show here, hope is what you do with the truth that's been given unto you. So you have to respond to the truth, and therein lies your hope in Christ. Do all that you can do and leave the results up to God. Now, I say that because when I look at the blessings in the Word of God, for example, Leviticus 26, he said, "And I will give peace in the land, and you shall lie down, and none shall make you afraid, and I will rid evil beasts out of the land, neither shall the sword go through your land." And we can see that blessing in this country. "And you shall chase your enemies, and they shall fall before you by the sword. And 5 of you shall chase 100, and 100 of you shall put 10,000 to flight, and your enemies shall fall before you by the sword. Not by power, not by might, but by the Spirit, saith the Lord," unless it goes that far. He said, "I will have respect unto you, and make you fruitful, and multiply you, and establish my covenant with you." He said, "I will walk among you and will be your God, and you shall be my people." He said, "I am the Lord your God, which brought you forth out of the land of Egypt, that you should not be their bondman, and I have broken the bands of your yoke and made you to go upright." Then he goes on and he says, "But if you will not hearken unto me and will not do all of these commandments," he said, "and if you shall despise my statutes," his judgments, "or if your soul shall abhor my judgments so that you will not do all my commandments, but that you break my covenant," then he goes on to give you the bad news. See, so we must respond to his commandments if we want to live the day in righteousness. Good news, friends. Peace. Good news, friends, and happiness. So, in saying that, friends, if you go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, we have "Liberals Would Turn Bible Heroes Into War Criminals." That's what they're attempting to do today. They're attempting to put darkness for light and light for darkness. They're attempting to put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. We see in this country that judgment is completely turned up on its head. Read Isaiah 59 when you get a moment. And why is that? Because we have left off our God. It has been our iniquity and our sins that have blocked God from intervening into our lives. And I'm talking about in a blessed state. Because the wrath of God, regardless, abides upon the children of disobedience. Let me say it this way. It rains on the just and the unjust. So if you sow good seed, you're going to reap a good harvest. But if you sow corrupt seed, you're going to reap a corrupt harvest. Again, going to sonsoflibertymedia.com, Franklin Graham, son of Billy Graham, came forth and he's talking about how Islam is a religion of war. It is. It's a cult. It's a devil cult. It's a demonic cult. It appeals to the flesh, to the carnal man, to the fallen state, is what it does. I mean, a God that you can lie on the behalf of, I mean, that shows how weak he must be, that, you know, we can go ahead and lie for Allah. Well, if he's all powerful, then why would you have to lie? Right? You can check that out. Also, friends, black sheriff, race relations are worse under Barack Hussein Obama. In this Milwaukee County Sheriff, David Clark, he recently blasted the Obama administration. He's a black sheriff. He's an awesome dude. He said he's using the divide, race, and conquer strategy as being destructive for America. Now, folks, we also need to keep in mind that the state-controlled media would stifle free speech concerning the black communities that are speaking out against the Sharptons and the Jesse Jacksons and this criminal in the White House and the criminal as the head of his DOJ. Okay? Now, just keep in mind, folks, we're all saying the same thing. Don't ever forget that. But what we need to do is equip ourselves to deal with these criminals is really what this comes down to. Folks, with John Boehner, betrayal is preferable to fighting. Here, let me give you a little inside scoop on John Boehner. They just found out that apparently, and I've shared this with you before in the past, and I say it again, friends. Well, apparently what they're doing is they're coming forth. The Washington Times just came forth and said, hey, listen, the Drudge Report reported that John Boehner's got dirt on him, and he's being controlled. He's being extorted. He's being blackmailed. Of course he is. But see, we have the conservatives saying, what are you doing, John? Inside scoop on John Boehner. The man likes to drink. He ain't exactly right, is he, friends? He doesn't know the difference between his left hand or his right hand. He doesn't know the difference between right and wrong. In America, until you right the wrongs, they're going to keep going the same direction that they're going, and it's the wrong direction. Also wanted to let you know, headline, sonsoflibertymedia.com, Obama releases 30,860 illegal alien criminals into U.S. cities. Did you hear what I said? Obama releases 30,862 illegal alien criminals into the U.S. cities. Now, just think if the 315 million people, firstly, would have dealt with this criminal administration, first and foremost, that it wouldn't have gone this far. But we can also send the signal to those illegals that come into the United States that as individual patriots and Christians and conservatives, all one and the same, that we will not tolerate their crimes. The American people must begin to send the signal that we will not tolerate crime whatsoever. I also say that it's a prime opportunity for the church to seek and save that which is lost concerning these criminals that are coming over here. But we're not going to be able to go preach the gospel somewhere else until we first are fruitful and faithful in our own backyards. And that's exactly what needs to happen. But I just want you to think about that last headline. Obama just released 30,862 illegal alien criminals into U.S. cities. Why would he do that? Furthermore, why would you, America, allow him to do just that? I go back and ask the question again. I lay to your candor. How many times do the American people need to be told that your silence is permission as it adds strength to tyranny on a daily basis? He wouldn't have done this just this last week, December 13th, 2014, had it not been for the American giving him just permission, or the American people in this country having given him just permission to go ahead and do what he wants to do for the next 2 years. He wouldn't be thinking about that if you would have dealt with him 5 and 6 years ago concerning his crimes against we the people. Now, call it what you will, friends, but it really, what it comes down to on my end and what comes back to my mind is, it comes to this: a little common sense.
And of course, prevention is better than cure, and that's our whole message, is if we would have prevented this in the first place, then you wouldn't be having all these thousands of criminals and illegals, you know, saturating our cities here in the United States. If we would have gone back and taken care of it in the beginning, we wouldn't be here today.
Okay, now let me just ask this question. Why would an administration that is following the rule of constitutional law, our constitutional republic, why would he release 30,862 criminals on the American people? Why would he do that?
To create more havoc?
Thank you. Last year, we learned the Obama administration released 68,000 illegal aliens who were convicted criminals into the United States of America. Now, a recently released federal document from the United States Immigration and Customs Enforcement reports that the Obama administration just released, again, 30,862 convicted criminals who were illegal aliens into the United States cities and neighborhoods and not deporting them. Now, while the 30,862 illegal aliens is the number of convicted criminal illegal aliens who were released back into the United States population, I want you also to consider that the report declares that ICE released another 126,921 illegal aliens who were not convicted criminals, to both comply with current detention-focused laws and court decisions and ensure available detention space for border enforcement activity and national security public safety efforts. ICE also released 129,921 aliens from custody, 30,862 of whom were convicted criminals, the report stated.
I gotta add to
this
that.
This is happening in your country, America, all on our watch.
Yeah, and even if they are illegal aliens who are quote-unquote not convicted criminals, because they're illegally here, they've broken the law in the first place.
That's exactly right. You got Bradley and Stephanie, sonsoflibertymedia.com, if you'd like to call in, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. Be right back on the other side of this break.
Friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency, are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com. 541-229-0010.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Friends, I love going back into the spiritual, then the natural, then the spiritual. Keep in mind that Jesus always taught natural parables because the Bible says that the natural man receives not the things of the Spirit of God because they're spiritually discerned. That's why he always gave natural parables, so you could understand what he was teaching you in the Spirit. Now, I'm saying that for the very purpose of this. Interestingly enough, when you go to Deuteronomy 30:19, it says, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I've set before you life and death, both blessing and cursings. Therefore, choose life that both you and your seed may live, not be destroyed. Now, if I take that over on a positive, going to Leviticus 26, he said the first thing, just like in Exodus 20, he said, thou shalt have no other gods before me. Well, in Leviticus 26, he says, you shall make no idol graven, no idols nor graven image. In other words, a god to suit your sin. He said, neither rear you up a standing image, neither shall you set up any image of stone in your land to bow down unto it, for I am the Lord your God. Keep in mind, we serve a living God, not a god of stone. He said, if you keep my Sabbaths and reverence my sanctuary, he said, I am the Lord. He said, if you walk in my judgments and keep my commandments and do them, then I will give you rain in due season, and the land shall yield her increase, and the trees of the field shall yield their fruit. And your threshing shall reach unto the vintage, and the vintage shall reach unto the sowing time, and you shall eat your bread to the full and dwell in your land safely. Okay? He said, I'll give you peace in the land, as I said earlier, and you shall lie down, and none shall make you afraid. I will rid evil beasts out of the land, neither shall the sword go through your land, and you shall chase your enemies. Not, you shall capitulate before your enemies, you shall tuck tail before your enemies. No. He said, your enemies will flee from before you. He said, even five, before five Christians, the real deal Christians, born of the Spirit of Christ, that they will send 100 to flight. And 100 real deal Christians in this country would send 10,000 to flight. See, now, but what we're seeing in America today is there is none of this. We see just the exact opposite. Now, I want to tell you this, just to set the record straight. There is a whole lot of this. Again, the state-controlled media just doesn't want you to see it. Okay? Because real Christians understand that we are made more than conquerors through him that loved us. We understand that the God of David, the God of Israel, God's fighter, the God of Joshua, God of Joshua, we need to keep in mind that he failed not one word of his covenant to the children of Israel, who did not fail. Well, I shouldn't say that. Who did their best not to fail God's test. They asked for more grace to keep his commandments better. They hid the word of God within their hearts that they might not offend him, is really what it comes down to. Because we don't dispossess enemies from before us because of our righteousness. It's his righteousness. And when his righteousness is a part of who we are, guess what? The people of the earth shall see that we are called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of us, not for our sakes, but for his sakes, friends. We talked about this on Saturday just a little bit when he said, touch not mine anointed. And tyrants in the past learned not to do that. And now it's too late for every single one of them because they didn't want to take heed to the word of God. And by the way, neither did the people that submitted themselves to a dictatorship. But yet it was too late for them, wasn't it? Folks, what we're talking about right now, going back to the natural, is it's not a positive. Obama releases 30,862 illegal alien criminals into the United States cities and neighborhoods. Why would he do that if he was an upright, just man? Well, the fact of the matter is he isn't. If he was a just and upright man, he would follow the rule of law, but he does just the exact opposite. You know it. I know it. My dog knows it. My parakeet knows it. I'm lying. I don't have a parakeet.
Or a dog.
Or a dog.
But we get the point of what you're trying to say.
Yeah, the kids do want a dog.
That's right.
Okay. But so when we look at this, you got to say to yourself, why is this happening? I am telling you why this is happening, friends. He said, if you shall despise my judgments or your soul abhors my judgments so that you will not do all of my commandments, but that you break my covenant. He said, this is what I'll do. He said, I will also do this unto you. I will point and appoint over you terror, consumption, the burning ague that shall consume the eyes and cause sorrow of heart, and shall sow your seed in vain, for your enemies shall eat it up. Who's eating up your seed right now, friends? Obamacare, welfare. How many millions of people across the land are encouraged to cross the borders to come in and get free, friends, monies, not only from just the welfare department, but from also the IRS and through health care. He is destroying your country because America, I just told you whose fault it was, because 78% of those that profess their Christianity don't keep the commandments of God. This is what he said. He said, I'll cause sorrow of heart to a disobedient people. He said, I will set my face against you, and you shall be slain before your enemies, that they that hate you shall reign over you. How many times have we heard conservatives say, why does he hate us? Why does he hate us? Why does he hate us? You know, and there's nobody better than the conservatives of the day that talk around the issues. But I've shared in the past, and I say again, friends, the reason that you are where you're at today is because you gave heed to those that were talking around the issues. In other words, the elephant has been in the middle of the living room long enough, friends, and these people are unwilling to kick his little hind end right out of the living room. They will not deal with the issues. They want to talk around the issues. That's why they never make reference to God's word, nor the Constitution, or the enumerated laws. They never do. Because if they did, they know right then and there will be revolution, a righteous revolution in the streets of America. But for the sake that they don't lose their ratings and they keep drawing you back to their gossip and their debate as they debate away the pith and marrow of your freedoms, well, the American people, every time you turn that TV on and put them back up, you are empowering and enabling them to continuously throw information on you that for the most part, friends, is completely inadequate. It's worthless. It's vain. It's empty. It's worthless. Because they're not teaching you who's breaking the law. What they do is they get a debate. They get a little panel up there from the left side and the right side as if to say that the left might be right in what they're saying about the right. No, neither one of them are right. The law is right, but notice that neither side ever makes reference to that law. Every single time, friends. And it's really simple for me to see this. But I know that when people finally get what I'm saying, it's like, you know what? Dude, I've never thought about that before. I know you never thought about it before. But this is what I want you to awake to. Friends, you are where you're at because the wrath of God is pouring down His judgments upon a disobedient nation. And again, let me share with you one more time, just so you understand that you are capitulating in the face of less than 1.7% of the population. You are allowing a small percentage to destroy your country on a daily basis.
Yeah, and I want to...
And God promised that that's what would happen.
And we can't look at and point the finger and say, well, you know, it's those people in government. It's like, well, who elects the people in government? In fact, James Garfield said the people are responsible for the character of their Congress. If that body be ignorant, reckless, and corrupt, it is because the people tolerate ignorance, recklessness, and corruption. So we can point the finger so far as it's going to go right back at ourselves because we, the people, are the people who are responsible for our government. They're going to go as far as we let them go.
That's exactly right. Now, let me take that a step further. Let me go back to Georgia about 2 years ago. We had a group of people. They have one of the biggest tea parties in the country. And there's thousands and thousands of people that show up. And namely, what it does is it goes to the younger demographic. And what they do, instead of actually doing what they should be doing, because this is the preacher's job, is to lead these tea parties up. But what's interesting to note, they don't want any reference to the fact that there is a right and wrong concerning who we are as a people. It's like the libertarians, they want a form of government that just looks like them, like a bunch of dopers sitting on a couch smoking weed and saying, man, I think it should be like this, and dude, I think it should be like this. And then he got over on the left side. Well, I totally think it should be like this. And then he got over here on the right side. He wants to sit there and curse up and down and talk about how he's a Christian man, yet nobody makes reference to the right and wrong concerning God's moral law. But what's interesting, going back to this point, when we were sitting there talking with this lady in Georgia, she said this to me. She said, I want you guys to be a part of what we're doing. She said, but I don't want you to make... You know, the immoral, I don't want you to single them out, Bradley. I said, are you kidding me? I said, that's the problem. That's why there's no difference between your group and the group that you're complaining about. What's the difference? It's your job. And by the way, you're the one that's defining who you are to the people. You're the good girl, right? You're the lady that's supposed to be the righteous one. What makes you righteous, ma'am? What makes you righteous? It reminds me, in parallel, line upon line, precept upon precept, of that preacher that I met, 15 years ago? He was a prophet, and he really had the gift of the prophetic, and the prophet, the mantle of a prophet. But what was interesting is he was asking me what kind of a preacher I was, and I thought, well, I was still a baby Christian. I was only 5 years old at that point, and I just said to him, well, I'm a preacher, you know, law, judgment, mercy, and faith. And I said to him, well, what kind of a preacher would you consider yourself? He said, I'm a preacher of righteousness. I said, so you first preach law, judgment, mercy, and faith? And he looked at me like a deer looking in the headlights or a cow looking at a new gate. He didn't know how to respond to me. I said, wait a second, if I read Isaiah 26... I can see that the proper arrangement is made right then and there for me. How do you know what righteousness is if you don't know what law states?
Or how could you be righteous if you don't even know that law?
And by the way, being righteous isn't being within our
righteousness.
That's right.
Yeah.
We put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. And we also know that the fruit of the Spirit, Ephesians 5, is all righteousness, goodness, and truth. That's by Jesus Christ. And to those that are outside of that, take heed that you stand lest you fall. But your point?
And my point is the fact that, but you can't even cry out to God for his righteousness until the law first shows you your sin. You have
How
to
would
start,
be a Christian if he's never repented?
Exactly.
And what makes him or what brings him to godly repentance? The knowledge of God's moral law, Romans 3:20, Galatians 3:24.
It only makes sense.
We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 1-866-233-0747. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is James White.
And I'm Jason Van Tatenhove.
And we're from the Liberty Brothers Radio Show and thelibertybrothers.com. You know, we've had the pleasure of interviewing many fine guests on the Liberty Brothers. One of my favorites, Bradley Dean. I really appreciate his dedication and his fire.
You know, the guy's just an inspiration to us all.
He is. So please make sure you check out Bradley Dean on sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Line upon line, what's going on in your country through God's eyes. And we've been talking about how Obama is releasing and has released over 30,862 illegal alien criminals into U.S. cities and neighbors. Well, why is that happening? Because God said this is what was going to happen. If you didn't listen to his statutes and his commandments to do them. Now, what's interesting about that is I can go down through Scripture. But for the sake of time, I want to highlight this. He said that, I will set my face against a people that will not take heed to my commandments to do them. And he said, you shall be slain before your enemies. And they that hate you shall reign over you, and you shall flee when none pursueth. Also read Proverbs 28. The righteous are made bold as lions, but the wicked flee when none pursueth. Now, if I go on, listen carefully. He said, and if you will not yet for all of this, yet hearken unto me after all of these judgments, to the initial stages of judgment, if you will still not listen carefully unto me, he said, then I will punish you seven times more for your sins and what you allow. I'll break the pride of your power. I'll make your heaven as iron, your earth as brass. Your strength shall be spent in vain. Your land shall not yield her increase. Neither shall the trees of the field or the land yield their fruits. And if you will walk contrary, you want, listen to the mercy of God here. But if you still won't listen to me, and you want to walk contrary unto me, saith the Lord, and will not hearken unto me, I will bring seven times more plagues upon you according to your sins. And you want to talk about how much more intense his judgments become? He then says, I will send wild beasts among you which shall rob you of your children. How many thousands of kids are being robbed on a yearly basis? Now we have something called sex trafficking. We have pedophilia in Washington, D.C. Folks, it's over the top. I just went online just the other day. The crimes being committed against our children by both male and female and heterosexual and homosexual pedophiles and pederasts. Folks, in America, a football game is more important to you than to actually stand up and defend these little ones. And on top of that, 4,000 babies a day are being murdered in the womb. And you're allowing a government that sanctions these things to go on in their transgressions towards heaven. And you act as if it's not going to have any effect upon you and your little selfish life. You are completely inaccurate. As it says in Isaiah 42, it burns round about you, and you think it doesn't burn you? Oh, you have little understanding, friends. Open your eyes. Open your eyes as to what's going on here. Then he goes on, after that, if you will not be reformed by me by these things, but will walk contrary unto me, then I will also walk contrary unto you and will punish you yet seven times more for your sins. When you get a minute, friends, just to prove scripture and what I'm telling you right now, if this is not what's in front of us, John Adams, the second president of the United States, rightly said that decadence always follows luxury, friends. You don't know why? Because people forget God and prosperity to their own demise. And no one's prospered more than America, friends. And here we are. But when you get some time, go to one of the Holocaust Center. I've been in the Holocaust Center in Israel. I've been to the one in Washington, D.C. Go ahead and look up at the walls. See what's up on the walls, friends, when you're walking through and you're noticing and taking notice of what a dictator did to 12 million people and 6 million of his own people that would not fall to his submission. You'll see scriptures up there as if to say, Bradley, it's like you're reading the scriptures on the walls in these Holocaust centers. No, I am for a purpose because like Steph said earlier, prevention is better than cure. But are you going to pay attention? Are you going to listen that your sin, friends, is before a just and a holy God? And rest assured, your sins will and are finding you out. And you can say, well, what do I have to do with any of this? If you stand back and do nothing about it, you are just as guilty of those that perpetuate it. There is no difference. I mean, people act like when they die, they just go into the dirt and they dissolve and the worm eats them. No. You go to the judgment throne. You stand before your daddy in some cases and in your God in some cases. He's God to the world, but he's daddy to me. I'm sitting here talking about how this criminal administration again is at it. 68,000 illegal aliens were convicted criminals have been released. 129,921 illegal aliens have been released. 30,862 convicted criminals who were illegal aliens in the United States cities were released on the people in the cities, the neighborhoods, and they are not being deported. They are encouraged to come here to destroy your country, friends. It's all promised. Now, I want to say this. One individual said, you know, this could all be stopped if they would follow the rule of law. Of course it could. But if the people at large don't follow the rule of God's moral law, then why would they enforce the laws, those that represent them, in the ones that they're actually violating? Hey, criminal like criminal. You know, it reminds me of when Jesus was being crucified. The innocent Lamb of God was being crucified. The chief priests, the Pharisees, and all the people were moved by the religious zealots of the day to shout out, "Crucify him, crucify him, crucify him." And Pontius Pilate, he was not an innocent man, comes out and said, "Would you have me release Barabbas, who is a murderer in the insurrection, or do you want me to release the King of the Jews?" They said, "Release Barabbas." You want to know why they said that, friends? Because he's just like the ones that were calling for the crucifixion. And who were they? Those that were allowing the light to be crucified in the first place. And just to prove my point, and I'm going to give it over to you, Stephanie, in just one moment. Remember when the women were following Christ to Golgotha while he was dragging the cross up to be crucified? He said to the women that were crying for him, he said, "Don't cry for me. Cry for you and your children." He said, because if they'll do this in a green tree, when you have the light and the power to right the wrongs and you don't, he said, imagine what these people will do in a dry.
That's right.
Oh, America, not a good place to put yourself.
Well, as you're listening here today, you're understanding that this is a prophetic message, and this is a message that America needs to hear, but not many people are willing to speak out the truth like we are here at the Sons of Liberty. And for those that say, wow, I've never really heard the gospel put it in such a way that was just in your face and just illuminated my eyes to see and my ears to be open. And it's not always tickling your ears, but it's the truth. And the truth and things that we need to see help us to go forward. It's kind of like the mirror in the morning. It doesn't always expose the wonderful things that you look like in the morning, but it's necessary in order for you to get yourself together. That's the same way with the law of God, as it causes you to reflect yourself, to see what you need forgiveness from, to go forth and do that which Christ has called you to do. And for those of you that say, listen, I want to support this ministry because I've never heard it quite put the way I hear it put on the Sons of Liberty, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, that's sonsoflibertyradio.com. Many of you, as you're considering making a year-end donation, you can click on the donate button on our website and you can make a secure donation online. And for those of you that say, listen, I'd like to become a son or daughter of liberty. And what that means is when you're a son or daughter of liberty, you give what you can on a monthly basis, and that helps to sustain us. And I think it's so important to know when you're giving your hard-earned money that it's going towards a ministry that's going to be out there on the cutting edge, seeking and saving that which is lost and doing that which Christ has called us to do, no compromise. So please do check it out. For those of you who are considering your wonderful Christmas gifts, please give the gift of truth. Give the gift of Christ this year, this season. You say, how do I reach out to my unsaved relatives and to my friends and my coworkers? Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Click on the store button. There's CDs, there's t-shirts, there's DVDs. There's so many good things. And speaking of DVDs, I want to highlight for those who have not yet tuned in to our My War documentary series, which is being featured primetime on Dove Television Network. Dove TV, for those of you that don't know, it's watched in 49 states in the United States, and also it's in 17 countries worldwide as well. So please do check it out. It'll be airing again tomorrow evening at 8:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So just adjust your clocks to where you are in the United States, with also replays and repeats that go along during the week. So for all your one-stop Christmas shop, go to our store at sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com, and please do donate, because we cannot continue to do what we do without your support. So we appreciate it.
I want people, when you get a moment too, friends, please go over to Article 3, Section 3, where it talks about treason against the United States shall consist not only in levying war against them or adhering to their enemies, giving them aid and or comfort. Check it out, friends. Again, you want to read the law? You want to know what's going on in your country, what's lawful and what's not? Read the Constitution, but first read the Bible. Religion and morality are the essential pillars of civil society. Folks, we'll talk to you in 23. You got Bradley and Stephanie, sonsoflibertymedia.com. 1 John 3:18, love you by what we do. See ya.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.